Welcome, everybody, to the wonderful world of Pokemon Mind and Body. You can follow the show on Twitter at Pokemon Mind Body. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Pokemon Mind Body. If you want to help support the show, you can visit our Ko-fi. That's Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/ Pokemon Mind Body. If you want to be on the show as a gym leader or as another character, you can email the show at pkmnmindbody@gmail.com. We'd love to have you on the show. This is your show and we want you to be a part. And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. That really helps us out. If you like a lot of the orchestral sort of classical music that you hear underneath the show, all of that's provided by Braxton Burks. Follow him on Twitter at Braxton Burks.
Hello, this is GM Starsun, the GM of the game, and you can follow me at GM Starsun. You can also find me on YouTube under the name GM Starsun, where I mostly stream Magic. You can find me also on Twitch at GM Starsun for more Magic Arena and other goofy games, whatever I feel like playing at the time.
I'm Sky. I play Max, and I have my own podcast, Pop Culture Failure, where we watch something from pop culture and then talk about it. And you can follow me on social media at Sandwich Surplus.
I'm Bobby. I play Tesla on the show, and you can follow me on Twitter at Space King Bobby, on Tumblr at Space King Comics, and at Space King Bobby's blog. Don't forget to check out the other cool shows that we do at nerdficstrangers.com/listen. This includes Nerdfix Strangers and the Wrestling Time Machine podcast. Also, don't forget to check out avetmakesthings.com for all sorts of cool nerdy stuffed animals, badges, jewelry, dream catchers, comics, stockings, just about any kind of nerdy craft you can think of. My wife doesn't. Without her, none of this is possible. So check out avetmakesthings.com. And I think with that, I think we can start the show.
Welcome, one and all, to the world of Pokemon Mind and Body. I'm your GM, GM Starsun, and I'll be leading you through the wonderful world of Pokemon. Today, we have our players, Bobby, who plays as Tesla.
Hello.
And Sky, who plays as Max.
What's up?
Last time, there were cub chews.
Many cub chews.
Yes, I took one home with me.
For a Rattata.
It's more than a fair trade.
It was a rare Rattata, remember?
Yeah, it's purple.
It was pretty great. A pretty great one, Rattata.
It's the best one anyone's ever seen.
Oh boy. So, do you guys kind of remember what you got up to last time? We thankfully didn't take several months on end to get back into a game this time.
I do.
I convinced a Pokemon to join my party out of friendship.
And that was very well done.
Mm-hmm. I collected 3 new Pokemons, one of which I won by punching a strength meter with my fist covered in cub chew snot. It was a good day.
It was a good day indeed. All right. Last time, you ended the day by just sort of chilling out on the boardwalk, and you were considering your various options on where to go to possibly win some Pokemon to aid in your adventures, as well as get some training experience, or you could also go up to the hot springs, or try and boot the devious team Mind from the gym and hopefully free Sirigay from what is clearly not mind control.
Well, yeah. If I remember correctly, and I do, we are currently running to the battle wheel.
We are currently running to the battle wheel. Also, I got a fishing rod last time.
And that is also an option of things to do.
I believe I goaded Tesla into running to the battle wheel by calling him a Wimpod.
Yes, that is correct.
As he was acting like a Wimpod.
Okay, that's probably
accurate.
Fair.
Right.
And then we also got conned by a carny, a dirty carny.
Oh dear.
The point is,
if I get angry letters from carnival folk, I'm going to have words with you, Bobby.
Everybody knows that podcast listeners are primarily carnival folk. Everyone knows
it's that. What they do instead of securing rides.
Oof. I'd say it was wrong, but considering Ohio carnivals, yeah. All right, so on to less sad topics, having pets beat each other half to death for our entertainment.
Yes.
Jinx.
All right.
She's not around. We were looking for a fire type, not an ice type.
And there it is, folks. That's the show. It's been great.
So, Tesla and Max arrive to the very large Ferris wheel at the end of the pier. You see that the enclosures, the actual carts, couldn't think of the name for it. The enclosures are rather large, clearly made to be large enough to accommodate both, probably maybe almost six to eight people. And as they, you know, go up and down, you see that at the front, there's no ticket line like you would normally see, but instead there are trainers in line with their Pokemon out, and as the enclosure stops, you see, or as a, you know, it's gone around a couple times, one comes to a stop, and out comes a guy, you know, construction worker type dude with a grappler, and someone throws out a Bulbasaur, and it is unfortunately a rather quick battle. Yeah, that Bulbasaur was not high enough level.
He turned into salad. That's not fun.
Ooh.
And then the guy gets back on the Ferris wheel. And as he does, a number on the Ferris wheel ticks up, and it says 16 at this point.
So this dude has beaten up 16 children?
Well, there's not just children in line. There's a whole bunch of folks of different ages. Okay. Just happened to be somebody with a Bulbasaur at the time you were looking at it. As it spins around, another person gets out, this time sort of a science-y guy with a click-clack. You know which one I'm talking about. The
gears?
Cling-clang.
Cling-clang, thank you. Somebody comes up, and this time with a Growlithe, and it's pretty quick in the other direction, actually. The guy brings his clang-clang back and sighs and steps away from his enclosure, and the number resets to zero as the person gets on. He walks over, and the carny hands him a ticket or a prize of some sort, shakes his hand, and then walks away.
It seems to me that we get to win, and then we have to live in the pod.
That's our life, then.
Yes. We become gym leaders of that pod.
I would think until you get, like, a go-around, right?
I don't know. I bet there's someone what works here that could tell us.
What works here who can explain them their rules?
Yeah.
There is a person near the edge of the near the front of the line who's sort of doing the barking. Come on, come on, come to the battle wheel and test your strength, test your might, test your Pokemon.
Neat. I'm getting a sidle over there.
I'm gonna kind of like just. Well, I guess sidle is the right word.
He looks at you and says, "Howdy, kids! You looking to try your hand at becoming battle wheel masters?"
Possibly.
I didn't know that was the title,
but now that I've heard it, yes, absolutely.
Well, what's the prize for winning the battle wheel?
Well, It depends on whether or not you become a true Battle Wheel Master or just get a few rotations down. If you get just a few battles under your belts, then you get to have the fun of riding the wheel, as well as a few little prizes. But if you manage to get all the way to the maximum number, and he points up and there's 12 carts, and says, if you do better than 12, you get a specialty prize. If you do better than that, well, we figure it out from there.
A specialty prize, huh?
Is it a high five?
Nah, you get that just for signing up, kids. Here.
Are the downloads, do they cost more?
Huh?
You the downloads.
You don't think you got the joke.
Well, tell you what, sir. How does this work? Do we enter with one Pokemon, or do we have our catalog to choose from?
You get one Pokemon for each battle.
Nita.
Are you more reputable than the milk bottle guy?
He blinks a few times and goes, why wouldn't I be reputable?
I'm gonna squint at this dude suspiciously. My eyes are all squinty.
Give me an intuition.
An intuition, you say?
Or whatever the equivalent for this is.
You know, it's a really good thing I logged into Roll20 approximately 30 seconds ago.
I'm going to no look, but pat Tesla on the chest. He's had a bad experience.
I'm just Can like, I? Sorry, go ahead.
It's sort of a dismissive matter. He got hurt very deeply by someone just like 20 minutes ago. So it's not you, sir.
Lucas, can I roll a perception?
Yeah, sure, I'll take that.
I got an 8.
There's nothing that keys you that he's trying to cheat you or anything like that.
Nothing like he's presenting outwardly anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't spot any string tied to dollars or anything.
Oh, I suppose that's a good start.
I'm gonna peel off 10 Pokebucks and hold it up and say, can you talk to Mr. Red would like to know. Red's on the money, I decided. Can you tell Mr. Red what Pokemon is the grand prize?
He blinks at it a few times, looks left, looks right, takes it, and says, oh, Mr. Red would know. It's one of his favorite Pokemon.
That wasn't as helpful as I wanted, but it was still kind of helpful.
He thinks a few times for a moment and says, Mr. Red would know also because it's his favorite color.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Tessie, I'm going to do this thing.
I'll join. I'll do this with you.
Neato.
So you guys get in line, and it's just a few Pokebucks to get in line. Yeah, it definitely is taking a while, though. I mean, you're doing one-by-one battles up to the front. The line's pretty long. I'm going to actually need a check from you guys while I double-check what kind of checks we have in this game. I'm going to need a athletics check from you guys.
Oh, no.
To not be worn out by the time you get to the front.
You both rolled a 10.
I got a 1.
You drank all that hot chocolate.
Yeah, and the hot chocolate, and wow, you're distracted at this point. You may take some future penalties in important moments.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, this is taking forever, Max. My feet are killing me. I did not wear the right shoes for this.
You really should have wore flats.
I don't know. Are flats better for standing for long periods?
They're better than heels.
Well, I'm not... Well... Okay, I was...
What? Dude, live your truth, man. It's fine.
Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. I was never a heels guy myself. Twist the ankles. But...
Yeah, you're just teetering there on, like, little spikes. You're just tiny little stilts.
I don't know how people do it.
Ladies, train intensely. And dudes, I suppose. People in general, train intensely in order to not fall to their death with each step. Yeah.
Fair enough. Alright, so, you finally get to the front. which one of you would like to go first?
I mean,
I'll go first.
Okay. You do seem a little anxious to get this over. Why don't you go first, Tessa?
I'll go first.
All right. Give me a second.
Tessa's also carrying all that metal in his jacket.
Yeah.
It's important.
It comes around, and a youth in a school outfit steps out, and he points at you and says, "All right, I hope you're ready. I'm going to take this atop and become the Battle Wheel Master." You look at the number on his enclosure, and it says 2. So, and he tosses the ball in the air and says, "Go, Cascoon!"
Cascoon, eh?
And out comes a purple, sticky ball-looking thing with very angry red eyes.
Tesla, just kick it into space!
Just kick it off the ride. Go, Gigawatt!
He's a Magnemite.
Yeah. Magnemite. I always wanted to have them change their names because they say their names and you name them different things. It confuses me. Magnemite.
Magnemite speed is 9.
All right, believe it or not, it's actually faster.
Than a cocoon? I would hope so.
It ain't got no legs.
All right, so Magnemite will get to make the first move.
I guess Magnemite also doesn't have legs.
Yeah.
So,
but at least he floats.
Nudge it into space.
Gigawatt, use Thundershock. Got a 3?
Nah, you rolled a 1.
Oof. Thundershock misses.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll get him next time.
It's okay, ball.
And the kid starts laughing as you manage to miss a Cascoon.
And he's deceptively fast.
And he goes, "All right, Cascoon, use Harden." And he hardens impressively. Mm. And it's back to Magnemite.
All right, Gigawatt, Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom.
I plug Nikki's ears.
I hope you have tinnitus now, you little jerk.
Sonic Boom is used. Sonic Boom hits and does its static 15 damage.
Great.
The little Cascoon blinks a few times. Doesn't look like it's too upset by that, but, you know, it might have hurt a little. The kid goes, "All right, Cascoon, time for a tackle." And it leaps forward. And you're not really sure how it did that. It just sort of flexed itself and flopped forward.
Yeah.
Which was mildly terrifying, you've got to admit. And it hits. So then it does... Oof, min damage. So it does 15 damage minus Magnemite's defense.
And, okay. Magnemite's defense is 14.
So it's 1. And since 1 is the minimum damage, that's all it does.
Magnemite, you gonna take that from that pointy soccer ball?
It is Magnemite's turn.
All right, Magnemite, let's try this again. Use Thundershock.
Magnemite! And he hits this time.
Alright.
So it looks a little toasty, but still up. Still going strong. He blinks a few times and goes, "Alright, Cascoon, it's time to unleash our secret weapon, String Shot." And sticky goo flies out and strikes Magnemite, lowering his combat speed by 1 stage.
Oh, man. It is gross. Don't worry, buddy. We get out of here. We will go back to the Pokemon Center and wipe you down with a nice shame.
Get that new finish. Get him nice and sparkly.
All right. And what do you do for your turn?
All right. Magnemite tackle. 16.
Very nice. 21 damage. But the Cascoon's a sturdy little thing, and it does not go down.
He did get hard early.
This is an all-ages podcast.
What? He did?
He did use Harden. He did. Get your mind out of the gutter. I know. Hearing that from me must be soul-shaking.
That does not compute.
All right, you can do it, Cascoon. Keep it up. Another string shot. A critical string shot.
Oh my.
Jesse, isn't that what? Isn't that what the spiders did to you?
Are you having flashbacks?
Can I hear him?
Of course you can. He's right behind you.
Okay. Really encouragement.
I'm just gonna shudder.
Magnemite will lose another stage of speed.
Just the one.
Just the one. It apparently doesn't go up on a critical.
All right. All right, Chickawatt. Let's finish toasting this bug. Thundershock.
Some good damage on that one. And it, but is it enough? Ooh, not quite. It is still standing. Cascoon, string shots. What is Magnemite's special evasion?
Special evasion is special evade 2.
The Cascoon misses.
All right. Good job, Gigawatt.
Woo! Magnemite.
Why is that cocoon so full of goo?
Questions that did not need answers.
You know, bugs.
Gross.
All right, Gigawatt. Sonic boom.
Sonic boom. And it hits.
All right.
And the Cascoon goes down. And woo! He runs up and is like, "You did good, buddy. Cascoon, return. I'll have to get back at the beginning of the line." And he trudges away as his enclosure dings down to zero.
Bye.
Are you ready to get in?
Are you talking to me or Max?
I'm talking to you. The enclosure's open. You can take it.
Yes.
All right. You go in, and it's actually a very comfy area, like recliner seats and stuff. You're not entirely sure why this is so incredibly plush and comfortable, but it's nice.
I'm gonna get in my bag and pull out like a hanky or something and wipe Gigawatt down.
All right.
And of course, that'll take his combat speed back up to zero since the battle's over.
Mm-hmm. All right, and now it is up to Max. Max, are you ready?
I'm going to stretch out my hands up over my head. Just lean around, get nice, good, and loose. We'll look at my kitty cat and be like, "Nikki, you ready for this?"
Shakes! Shake, shake, shakes!
Red, I'm going to high-five her tail. I'm going to step up.
All right, comes around, and this is another... this one says 5 on the enclosure. Out walks a sort of surfer dude looking guy.
What's up?
And he goes, "Sup? Time to get righteous. Go, Mantike!" Throws out a little Mantike.
Whoa, an Electro-type! That's totally tubular! I've got a thing for that. I'm going to reach over and unclip Zed. I'm going to toss him in.
Before you do... Mantike isn't an electric type.
Oh, what am I thinking? I'm thinking Mantike. Oh, that's the Stingray guy, right? Not the
Would
green
you like
dog.
To scan him? Would you like to scan him with
yeah,
your...
Let's do that.
Mantike, the kite Pokemon. People organize tours to see this Pokemon frolic and skim the tops of waves with Remoraid. It can evolve into Mantike by joining with a Remoraid.
Weird, but neat, I guess.
It is a small, blue, kind of bouncy, squishy manatee-looking thing. Cool. Or not manatee, stingray-looking thing. Oof.
Great. Okay. Well, in that case, and it is not the Pokemon I thought it was, I'm instead going to instruct Nikki. Hey, Nikki, step in there.
James!
Right. You're the best. I believe in you.
Manta ray. That was the word I was looking for. Manta ray.
Yes.
Manatee is a very different thing.
A little bit.
All right. So, what is Shinx's speed?
My girl Nikki's speed is 9.
She is faster than Mantike, so she gets to go first.
Hey, Nikki, you got some electric stuff now. How about you give him a little spark? Show me sparkling personality.
Shinx! If you want to roll for yourself, you can, or you can take the one that I did.
I'm going to use yours.
Nah, you rolled it. Nikki runs forth and leaps at the Mantike, and her trainer rolls a natural 1, and she proceeds to smack into the side of one of the pier posts.
Oh, God, no. You good?
Jinx.
You get splashed? What happened there?
Jinx.
That's cool, and you got this.
While she's sort of tumbling around, whoa, what a wipeout, dudette! All right, Mantike, let's help her out. And by help, I mean make it worse. Go, confuse Ray.
You're mean. Why would you do that?
And Nikki is now confused.
Pokeballs.
All right, it is now Nikki's turn. She will have to make a confusion roll. Confusion. 1d2 on a 1, attack is resolved. Oh, after the attack is resolved, the user loses hit points equal to half their attack stat. If the move was physical, half special if it was special. On a 2, you do not hurt yourself. So, you can just roll a... I'll just roll a die for you real quick here. Odds, it's a 1. Evens, it's a 2. Even. Nikki will not hurt herself on this move.
Yay!
If I, the trainer, am to use baby doll eyes on that Pokemon, is that an illegal move?
Only if you get caught doing it.
Fair enough. Nikki, tackle him!
Shink, 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 shinks! And makes a run for it. And whop! As she tackles the Mantike. She doesn't seem to have done as much damage as you expected. It looks like the Mantike's a hardy little thing.
Are you okay?
Are you asking me?
Tesla.
Or
my cat? Tesla calls out from the Ferris wheel. It's on by.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, Mantike. Not playing around. Time to show her how a tackle looks like. But let's go a little bit stronger. Headbutt!
I don't care for you at all, sir.
What is Nikki's evasion? Her physical and speed evasion together.
You said physical and speed together?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Plus this evasion bonus would be 5.
The Mantike goes to slam Nikki back, and she ducks aside so that he runs right into the same post she did.
Oh, that's my girl. While he's smashed his face in there. Nikki, spark him again. What a bop.
Okay, that's a solid hit. That is a double weakness. Much to your shock, the Mantike is still standing. It's not looking happy, but it's still standing. Just for a note, by the way, holy crud, do Mantike have ridiculous special defense.
Good to know.
That infant seems to be giving you a hard time.
Shut up, Spider Boy.
Oh, so, all right, Mantike. Give him a bubble. And misses again.
So,
wow.
Real quick, you feeling all right there, Mantike?
Mantike.
Oh. Hey, I'm going to give you the option to call her back. It looks like it's not feeling great.
Nah, bro. She's connected.
Tackle!
She can handle it.
This is fine.
Looks to me like a roll to swim.
You did indeed. That would be a critical. And their regular defense is not nearly as amazing as their special defense. The Mantike goes down.
I gave you the option.
You did, bro. Come on, little Mantike. You did a good job. I'm gonna get you some extra cool organic seaweed chips.
Nerd. I mean, good game.
And you enter into your enclosure.
You good? You took
she
a bump on the noggin.
She flicks her tail at you a little.
Alright. Very well done. That was a good battle.
Alright. And then you're on the wheel as a few other battles go on, and Bobby, it comes back to you.
Can I say that during that time I was resting in the recliner and my feet are no longer sore?
No. It's not that your feet are sore. It's that you were tired from having to stand for so long with your weak and pathetic constitution. You have been resting.
Okay.
And so you get down to the bottom. There's a young woman waiting at the bottom. She waits expectantly at you. You think that you're supposed to throw your Pokemon out first since you're in the...
All right. I'm going to go with... What level is Ben Spokeman? He's level 8. Yeah, I'm going to go with Ben Spokeman. I'm going to toss him out.
All right. Ben Spokeman goes out, and she pulls a ball from her side and goes, "Go, Pansier!" Out comes a little red monkey.
You know, this wasn't going to go well... This is not me saying this in character. This is me out of character. This wasn't going to go well either way, given that I have one steel type, one bug type, one ice type, and one grass type. This was not going to go well.
Yeah.
Well, let's try to make it work.
What is the speed?
Ben Spoderman's speed is 5.
Pansier's is 10.
Yep.
Pansier, incinerate! And that'll hit.
Yep.
Pansier holds its hands back. And... Sear! Hold Kamehameha on you.
Oh, no. All right.
And does 33 points of fire damage.
Minus my defense. Special defense, which is 7. So that's,
then doubled.
Yeah.
Weak.
So 33 minus 7 is 26. Okay, well, I better be moseying on to the Pokemon Center. Good game.
Is it moving?
He's back in the ball.
Okay.
It's just one of those flashwave moments where you just see everyone go, "Ooh." You don't see what actually happened, just everyone's reaction.
So I'm going to go ahead and actually run to the Pokemon Center now. That's okay, Ben. We tried.
Barbecued spiders. An Australian delicacy.
Sky, it is your turn as you come around the bends.
All right. I am gonna toss Creed, see what happens.
Which one's Creed again?
He is my Punch Crab.
Oh, yes, Punch Crab. Let's see here.
Crabrawler. I genuinely couldn't remember for a moment.
Well, you throw out your Crabrawler, someone steps up and tosses a Pokemon forward and says, "Go, Timple!"
I'm gonna scan it.
Tadpole, the tadpole Pokemon. By vibrating its cheeks, it emits sound waves imperceptible to humans. It uses the rhythm of these sounds to talk.
It is a band kid who has the Tadpole. All right, Tadpole, time to show him what you got. What's your speed on Crabrawler?
He's got the little headphones on. Isn't he cute?
He is adorable.
So
proficiency. For brawlers, speed is a 9.
Temple has a 17.
Jeez, what a quick little tadpole, man.
All right, Temple, time for a supersonic. And you just hear the beat start, the bass drops. And what is Crabrawler's speed evasion?
Speed evasion is a 1.
All right, does not dodge then.
I would not think so.
And he is now confused.
Right.
Oz hurts himself. Evens continue as normal. Oz.
Fred.
So he will do his attack, half his attack stat back to himself in damage.
So that is 13, so we'll do 7. So I'm going to say, Grabrawler, punch him in his tiny face! So
Grabrawler looks at you, looks around, and then punches himself in the face.
Oh, buddy, no, that's the opposite of what I said.
Grabrawler?
Yeah, not yours, his. He's only a face, how could you miss that?
He points to his, points his claw at his very tiny on his body face. He was clearly confused by your instructions.
No, the other one, the thing, that thing, that one.
All right, it's time to turn up the beat. Temple, start a round. And the bass proceeds to drop through the floor.
What are you trying to hit me with a brown note? What's happening?
Well, not entirely incorrect. Hold on one moment. For 12 points of damage. But since it was a critical, that'll be 24.
Yes. And that's minus special?
Yes. Well, minus your special first, then we'll double whatever's left. So
special defense minus is 7.
Okay, so it's 10.
Don't care for that. All right. Now, Creed, buddy, I'm going to point to my eyes, point to him. Got it? Look at me. I want you to punch that thing.
Odds it hits itself, evens it hits the opponent. Odds again.
Ah!
Crab brawl, burr! Punches himself in the face again.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing? That's another 7?
Correct. Now, you can roll a cure check. It's just a d20, so I guess I'll just roll it for you here, since it's less clicks for me.
Sure.
If it's 15 or above, he breaks out of his confusion.
I got it.
Oh. Works either way.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, for real this time. I need you to not hit yourself. I want you to hit the tadpole thing with the headphones.
All right, Temple. Hit him with a growl this time. And Temple growls, though it's more like a cute and cuddly, you know. And Crabrawler's attack is lowered by 1 combat stage.
You gonna take that from him? Punch him! Crap.
Crabrawler just stares at you and like makes punching motions towards his face again.
No, not Shadow Box. Punch that Pokemon, what are you doing?
All right, drop another beat, Temple. That's 18 damage. You want to try to hit again?
Well, Crabrawler is not looking great, but I believe in you. Just land one punch, and I'll be satisfied. There you go.
All right, so he goes. It's the light bulb comes up on over his head, and he waddles over and. Crab brawl.
There you go.
And does a horrendous amount of damage. Good grief. like, seriously. Bounces the thing halfway across the pier, but it comes bounding back.
Yes! Thank you! More of that, please. Since it didn't feel good to not hit yourself in the face?
Crab brawler tilts his head. Brawler?
Right.
Nickname. All right, Temple.
You're my favorite.
Temple, growl again. And his combat attack stage goes down again.
I've had quite enough of this. Crabrawler, I need you to finish this.
And he hits for a fair amount of damage.
Oh, and he rolled a 19, so he lowers the target's defense by 1 combat stage.
Nice.
That is, if that didn't take him.
It did not, but boy, was it close. Alright, Temple, give it another round, or give him another supersonic. And you're confused again. And Crabrawler is studying his fists. Odds he hits himself even. He goes after the temple.
Okay. Alright.
Evens!
Alright.
Now don't miss.
I believe in you. Crabrawler, I want you to rock smash him into the ground, through the pier, into the water. He's a water type, it'll be fine. Buddy, come on.
He misses
so hard. He punches a hole. But the damage is 41, so he punched so hard into the pier.
Oh, goodness gracious. Alright. Temple, use Growl again. And his combat stage lowers again. Odds he hits himself. Evens he hits Temple. And he punches himself in the face.
It's not looking great. He's got both eyes are black now.
Confusion is such an awful status effect.
I hate it so much.
In game and out, this is the worst status effect.
You know what, kid? I'm gonna find you in the parking lot. I'm gonna rock punch your head off of your body.
Temple, use round.
Oh dear.
And it hits, and does 19 damage.
That is special?
Yes, that was special.
So that is enough to take my punch crab out.
And your little one drops down to a zero. This is not how I envisioned this going. You guys always manage to exceed my expectations.
Indeed. Creed. Come back.
Back to the Pokemon Center.
Yeah. Is the Pokemon Center also the Pokemart? Like, can we buy stuff while we're there?
Yeah.
Alright.
Get it. Okay. Do, 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 do.
I imagine this did not take a very long time, so I basically just followed Tesla in there.
Yeah, you had like, you know, you were 30 seconds behind him.
Yeah.
Hey, Punch Crab punched himself in the face like 10 times.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite. Gonna set the ball down. Hey Joy, can you do the thing, please?
Oh, sir.
You're the best.
Starts taking the balls and putting them in, you know.
Cool. Hey, I'm gonna not volunteer to go back to the battle wheel just yet.
Yeah, we probably should not do that anytime soon.
I like my boys here, but I feel like it's just gonna happen on Pete. What do you say we head up towards their mountain, see if we can't find something awesome, and then come back and take care of these mind fellas?
That sounds like a good plan.
Cool.
So does that mean you're ready to head up the mountains?
Well, I'm going to buy some Pokeballs, because I'm down to 4. I went back and listened, and I actually found out the actual quantity that I had. So I've only got 4, and I want to buy potions and some other stuff.
I'm going to make sure, okay, all my Pokemon are healed, right? And I'm going to make sure that I've got all the proper equipment to go mountain hiking. Lucas, I would presume that there's an actual trail. We're not just climbing up, you know, Mount Everest here, right?
I've got a great.
Oh yeah, there's definitely
fine.
Oh yeah, that'll end so well, I'm sure.
I'm gonna make sure I got some good boots and something warm to wear, and make sure Gigawatt's all good. If he needs any winter, he shouldn't need any winter gear. He's steel.
Well, you already put him. You put a hat on him last time.
I did put a babushka on him. One of the several that I own. I'm going to make sure, look at my inventory and see if I need any Pokeballs. I've got 8 Pokeballs. That's probably enough. You know, I don't think I have... I don't know. Would you say I have any candy left after giving two small pieces to that Vulpix, Lucas?
Yeah, I'd say you have a piece or two left.
Okay. Well, that's at least something.
They're 200 bucks a piece for Pokeballs?
Correct.
Right, I'm going to buy 10 of them. Did we get any money from the fight that we did win?
Yes, just not very much. I'd say only about 200 Pokedollars. That was your ticket for winning one of them, was you got 200 Pokedollars worth.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to buy 10 potions and 10 Pokeballs. So that'll
fair
bring
enough.
Me down to 1,690 Pokedollars.
All right. How about you, Bobby? You buying anything?
I'm going to walk up to the counter and ask the sales clerk, hey, do you have any Pokeballs that would work especially well on the mountain, on mountain-type Pokemons we might come across?
Do I get a Premier Ball as well? I bought 10.
That you did. Cool. As for your question, he thinks for a bit and he says, well, lots of rock Pokemon up in the hills. You could buy a Heavy Ball.
Ooh, how much are those?
They're 800 Pokedollars.
800 Pokedollars. I only have 1,000 Pokedollars.
Ooh. No, you have... I split the money we took off of the body people.
Oh.
So you got, closer to 6,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's buy one.
Or no, I kept it all to myself. Screw you.
Too late, you already said it. It's canon.
Oh, you too.
So, if I had 6,000 minus 800, that's 5,200. So yes, I will take one Heavy Ball, please.
He passes over a Heavy Ball.
See, Max, it pays to ask about stuff.
I know exactly what I wanted, though. Why are you yelling at me?
I'm just letting you know.
Letting me know what? This is a store. You buy things at a store. I get it.
Do you?
Yes. That's how commerce works. Didn't you get your digital download from school?
Pokemon capitalism amuses me. You've got your stoof. Do you want to head up the...
All right.
Yes.
Yes. Let's go hiking.
All right. So you go marching up the way, and it's cold and icy and rocky, and these are all not fun things, and I'm going to need an athletics check
for
you to march up that mountain. And, you know, you were kind of tired there, Tesla, so you're going to take a negative one to this.
Lucas, why do you hate me?
I am the unfeeling, uncaring monster that is the god of this universe. I hate everybody equally.
Yeah.
Well, I got a 2 total. 3 minus 1.
Your boy got a 7.
So I guess I don't do great at this.
You are literally dragging yourself.
How heavy is that ball?
Across the ground. As Max and you walk up, you are going as you reach out and claw and pull and claw and pull.
We're only like 20 feet off the ground, man. What are you doing? You
right? I'm dying.
I see that. I'll be sure to send your ashes back to your mom or whatever.
All right. Do you want to give me a perception check?
I sure would do.
I will also roll a perception.
It did not roll well.
I got an 8. I mean, that's worse than Max.
Yeah, I love how Max's idea of a bad roll for perception is 12.
Look, I got 6 possible dice. No, not 6, 4 possible dice.
Well, off in the distance, you see a red rock.
I rolled for Nikki also. She's riding up on my shoulders because she also doesn't like walking. Like my boy Telly here.
But it's yeah, there's a red rock. It looks unusual compared to all the other rocks around.
Do I see it at all?
No.
Probably not, no.
you're hunting out a rock amongst other rocks. The only reason that Max saw it is because Max has eyeballs of a Spearow.
That's right. Tesla, you see the rock? The one that looks different from the other rocks, but it still is a rock?
I'm going to adjust the glasses my character suddenly wears now. Yes.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's fine. I'm gonna hold up my Pokedex and see, am I in range?
No, you'll need to get a little closer.
I'm gonna go check it out. If you see my body flying limp back this way, go the other direction. I'm gonna...
And tell your parents that you love them, right?
Eh. I'm gonna walk up to the rock.
Alright. Your Pokedex doesn't seem to be reading anything. It's having trouble distinguishing the rock from the other rocks.
What is this thing, Tesla? Alright, I'm gonna get right up and...
Did I hear that?
I said it loud enough for you to hear, I'm sure.
Rude.
I'm gonna literally poke the rock with my finger.
Two deep, dark eyes peer at you from within the rock.
Hi. Meek! Hold up. Okay, Dex, take a picture.
It's a Heatran. You woke up a Heatran.
I'm gonna catch it in a Pokeball. Or make it my friend.
Alright. You hold out, and the Pokedex is giving you error, not enough of Pokemon visible.
Can I have Nikki do a little charge flash to illuminate the area?
Before you do, a long yellow tentacle shoots out of the rock and wraps around your neck.
Ah!
And
oh no.
Does 15 points of damage to you.
Jeez.
Your speed is lowered by one combat stage, and you are now grappled.
That is not what I had anticipated, which is foolish on my part.
I like that you're just being choked by this tentacle, but you're totally just chill about it.
Oh, that was Sky the character, or the person. Not Max the character.
How is Max the character's reaction to suddenly being choked out by a yellow tentacle coming out of a rock?
And I'm going to assume Nikki wants to do a thing.
Yeah, Nikki knows choking.
Yeah. So my girl's going to tackle the tentacle, and Max is going to pull the pocket knife he's got.
All right, well, so that'll be your action to pull the pocket knife.
Okay.
And that'll be her action to attack, so go ahead and roll for it.
Okay. Who do you want first?
You're not rolling to do it, to pull out the knife. You're just scrambling to get it.
Okay.
So, Shinx's tackle attack is what I want.
17.
Nice. She slams into it as hard as she can, and the tentacle bends like wet spaghetti, and she just sort of barely flicks it and doesn't look like she even scratched it.
Good work.
Hey, Max, don't worry. You know what I'm not going to do this time? I'm not going to wander off.
Appreciate it. Is now really the time for jokes?
I'm smiling and giving him a thumbs up. I'm also just gonna, like, pull out my Pokedex and record this. This is for the police later.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Well, it's turn, so it gets a little tighter around the throat.
Okay, I'm gonna send Gigawatt over there to maybe help.
First, Sky, you take another 14 damage.
Great.
Max is strangled for another 14 points.
I'm just gonna, like, take a second to smash back to, like, all of our previous episodes where Sky was so excited and delighted that I almost died. And bask in that.
To be fair, I wasn't there to help you with the spiders.
That's true. You weren't.
And the other times you almost died, I was also being attacked. So I wasn't doing it to spite you.
That's also true. But you did laugh about the spiders later.
I did. But you pulled out of it, though. Anyway.
Alright, so who's going?
Is
it the top of the order? Like, or does Tesla get a turn? Okay.
Top of the order with Max and Shinx, and then Tesla and Gigawatt.
Can I try and cut this stupid tentacle with the pocket knife?
You can try. That is a combat attack. Give me just a second.
Yeah, 14.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
I upped my combat last time.
I'm just curious if Shinx is going to have to hurt you while trying to hurt this thing. Because again, pretty much exactly what happened to me. What I'm saying is I had to suffer to be saved.
Uh-huh. But within Arceus, all things are forgiven.
Did I just sound like a Catholic Pokemon trainer?
You really did.
Yeah.
A little bit. Let's see here. So, wounding strike type of move. So, I guess... Sorry, I've got... It's always weird when we get to the trainer interacting with weapons.
I'm proficient in it, if that helps.
It does. Okay, yeah. Give me a 2d6 plus 8. So you go to stab the tentacle, and you have as much luck as Nikki did.
Hey!
Language.
I mean, he is almost dying.
True. What does Shinx do?
Shinx is going to hit my belt and pop all the other balls.
Okay, goes for help. That is her turn. Your Pokemon have to orient themselves, so they'll get to move next turn.
Okay.
If they decide to help at all.
Sure. Some of them like me.
And let's hear from Magnemite and Tesla.
All right, Gigawatt. We don't know what that thing is. Am I able to scan it with my Pokedex from here?
Nah. It's still giving you the not enough of Pokemon visible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Max, I know you can't because you're being... Well, you might be able to. Cover your ears. Gigawatt, hit that thing with a sonic boom.
All right, give me the sonic boom. And hits. The thing rattles around and bounces away for a moment, and more tentacles come out of it as a long head sticks out of it. A long, bulbous head with big black eyes stares back at you.
Are you sure this isn't a Digimon?
I'm quite certain it's a Pokemon. And it's still got one tentacle wrapped around Max's throat. But it is looking at you very angrily. So, do you have any moves for yourself, Tesla? Or would you like to pass the turn?
You got that slingshot.
I do have that slingshot. I'm going to go ahead and... Let me see, what do I got here? I'm going to fire a smoke bomb at it.
Okay.
And let's really hope that after two bad athletics rolls, that this athletics roll is not as bad. Or, can I do combat instead?
Nah, it'd be athletics for a throw. You're not trying to injure at this point.
Okay, that's fair, I guess.
Maybe you should.
I don't know, does it have a mouth I could launch the smoke bomb into?
It's giving you a look, so yeah, you think, maybe.
No, okay, I guess I'll just do athletics. Max, keep your fingers crossed that this works.
Oh, by all means, take your time.
I got a 5!
With a -2 for the previous failed athletic checks.
I got a 3! Which, out of 6, still isn't bad.
But it's not enough to... You throw it, and you give yourself a lovely cloud blocking you from view.
Oh, no.
Great work!
I tried a thing.
And, let's see, how angry is it? Can we see here? Angry enough. You feel the tentacle leave your throat as it pulls all its tentacles into the rock, and it spins out and flies at Gigawatt.
Oh no. Does it miss?
And misses.
Yes!
Alright. Back to the top of the round, Max and crew.
So I hit the ground and basically collapse. I am at a quarter health. About a quarter health. So I am going to eat that last piece of candy that I have. That acts like a people potion. Oh no, I still have 3 pieces. Okay. So I'm going to take one of those to regain some health. I forget how much we decided that would be, though.
It was a people potion, so 20.
Okay. Right. So that helps me out considerably.
Hey, you know what probably wouldn't be a bad idea? I'm saying this out of character. is maybe rolling a Pokemon education to see if you can figure out what this is.
Well, my turn was taking the potion.
Well, yep. Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Now we need Shinx and the rest of the crew.
Yeah. So everybody's out. Shinx is pissed. So Nikki is going to attempt to spark it now that I'm not in a direct clutch.
She runs up and she slams into it, and you feel that the same sort of thing has happened. She's just barely scratched it.
Can I direct the rest of them, or are they...
They're moving on their own, so whatever their base move is basically what they're going to do.
So Creed, who got all that punching practice in earlier, is going to try to rock smash.
And
he super whiffed it.
We're having a bad time. What did he get, Mac?
Oh, he rolled a one. But his damage is a 40. So that's great.
Oh, goodness. So, he tries to hit and just slams into the ground, throwing rocks into the air, but misses.
His eyes are still swollen, so he can't see. Zed's gonna do a double kick. It also whiffs.
Yes, Zed will also miss. Hey, I've got a broadside of a barn I want you to try it.
Cool. Wint, or actually, she doesn't have a name yet. Gothita.
Mm-hmm.
Is gonna take a swing with a confusion. And did marginally better. We're slowly working our way up.
So let's see here. That will not hit.
Okay. My boy Trey is gonna try and hit it with a powdered snow. The 9, that's not bad. Good boy.
That'll
Trey.
Actually hit.
Yeah.
And you think that actually might have done some damage.
Alright.
A little smidgen, a little drop of it.
I mean, didn't Sonic Boom do some damage?
Oh, Sonic Boom did plenty of damage, but
okay.
I would like to remind you, you did get a bunch of Pokeballs. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
So, anybody else in your team, or do we move on?
Yeah.
Oh, French Stewart.
French.
Okay.
He's going to punch it.
And he steps back, waving his hand and whimpering.
he's just a little rodent guy. But he did it.
Anybody else?
That's my roster.
All right. Does anyone want to try throwing a Pokeball? Hint, hint.
I guess it's Tesla's turn. Or are we doing a turn order? Because I will absolutely do that.
Well, I'm going to let Tesla make the call on this one since he's technically got next turn.
Yeah, I'm going to see... can I roll for Pokemon education and then see if I want to catch it? Or would that
sure.
be two separate turns?
That would be two separate turns. One to identify it and one to...
Okay. All right.
Why don't you use the Pokedex?
That would still be two separate turns, wouldn't it?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but roll it, you could fail. The Pokedex usually works regardless.
That's true. I'm going to throw a Pokeball.
All right, give me a D100.
Where's the D100?
You throw the Pokeball. It sails through the air and hits the rock with the tentacles coming out of it, and it shakes back and forth for a moment. Doot-doot. 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 Click.
Yes!
I'm gonna glue that shut and throw it in a well.
Your Pokedex pipes up.
Shuckle, the bold Pokemon.
Nice.
It stores berries in its shell. The berries eventually ferment to become delicious juices.
All right. I got a Pokemon that makes wine.
Got a Pokemon I'm going to throw into the sun at the first chance.
Yeah, when you're not looking at Shuckle's, like, you know, picture, they're actually horrifying when you think about them. They're a rock with tentacles and two blank eyes on a stalk. They're terrifying.
And I own one.
Yes, you do. You now have the Eldritch Abomination that is a Shuckle. Seriously, by the way, though, this thing's stats. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
It has a 26 of both defenses.
You know, Jesus. I want to take a minute to talk about something, because this is going to be great. And Sky and Lucas, you're both probably going to get a kick out of this. And that's that this whole time I've been thinking, how are we going to possibly take on Team Mind? And I thought to myself, well, maybe we can, you know, hang out by the back door, wait for somebody to take the trash out, and drop like a cinder block on them.
Home Alone style?
And now I actually own a sentient cinder block.
Oh, with attitude for that.
Yeah. So that's just great. Also, the wife loves Shuffle.
Tesla?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tesla.
Yes.
One day, I'm just going to put that thing in your slingshot, and I'm going to shoot it into the nearest body of water.
That's rude.
Yeah. I'm going to glue it shut first.
Is what that is. Why would you do that?
Because it strangled me almost to death. Was it screaming from the Pokeball?
No, you turn around and it's out of the Pokeball and giving you a look of terrifying horror in its cold, dead eyes.
This is my son, and he has never done anything wrong in his life.
Chuckle.
Can I pat him on the head? I'm going to pat him on the head.
I'm going to...
He receives the pats willingly.
Well, I'm going to give him the finger and be like, I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to call all my boys back and put them back on my belt.
I'm going to admit, I would like to think that while Sky is giving him the finger, Shuckle is definitely inching a tentacle closer towards that finger menacingly.
Oh, totally.
Oh, definitely. Do you try and put Shuckle back in the Pokeball?
Yeah, I'm going to put him back in the Pokeball.
Okay, you put him back in the Pokeball for now.
Man, if I had used the heavy ball, that would have been a guaranteed con.
It was a guaranteed. You threw one ball.
I mean, I did, but I'm just set, like, Shuckles are heavy.
Wikipedia says his weight is 45 pounds.
That's heavy. Right? That would be pretty heavy.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It'd trigger at least one or two stages of the heavy ball. It just wouldn't, you know, get, like, the max out of it.
And so it's a red... No, it's just a regular Shuckle.
Correct. Regular Shuckles are just a red... Red-shelled tentacle rock of terrifying implications.
You know, I hope y'all are big Optimus Prime fans, because now that I got a Shuckle, we gonna be rolling out.
Well, as
Whitney
fun as that was...
got nothing on me.
As fun as that was...
I rolled a 19 on my perception. I'm ready to leave this place.
Really?
Continue on the way.
Yeah. Oh, you want to continue after almost?
Yeah.
Okay. Lucas, about what time is it in game? I mean, I'm thinking it's like, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah, you're heading into late afternoon, crawling in the evening.
Okay. I'm going to roll a perception and see... I'm specifically looking in the trees for different, like, bird Pokemon or anything like that, that are not trash birds. And I got a 5. So, nothing.
I have a 19.
Well, there's a single dead tree up ahead, and on that dead tree...
is a P-Dove.
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, the P-Dove will return at an inopportune time.
As it is wont to do.
I'm always happy to see him.
In it is a black bird with a sort of bald face and beak. And it seems to have not quite gotten all the way out of its shell.
Oh, okay.
Do you approach the dead tree?
I don't.
Is the tree a ghost tree by any chance?
I don't think that's what he meant when he said dead tree.
I don't know. Do you want to touch the tree and find out?
I would like to take a picture with my Pokedex.
Wait. Can Max just, like, walk up to the tree all suspiciously and just start kind of, like, touching its bark, like, up and down and being like, are you a dead tree?
Gently dig into it with a thumbnail.
Yeah.
So you hold up, and it focuses in on the bird.
Volipee, the night bird Pokemon. They tend to guard their posteriors with suitable bones they have found. They pursue weaker Pokemon.
It's dark, right?
Dark flying.
Yeah.
Right. They're female only, and I think they don't evolve until, like, a very long time, because it's supposed to be the female equivalent of Braviary.
Was the tree Atrevidit by any chance?
No, it was not. That'll be a special encounter when that happens.
If it happens.
When?
It doesn't evolve until level 54.
That's fine. It's still dark, so it's not affected by psychic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'll try to catch it. Hey, Nikki, can you go over there and ask that their bird if it'd like to come with us? Or if it's looking to go fight some psychic types?
She hops over and looks up at the bird. Shink, 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 shinks. Vel a bee. And you see it licking its beak.
I don't like that. I'm just going to huck a Pokeball at it.
Okay.
I don't like you, but I'm going to catch you.
Well, it's going to try to attack her, and this is the best way I can think to stop it from the distance.
You huck the Pokeball, and it bounces off her head, and zoop, doop, doop, boo! And she shakes her head and kicks the pieces of the Pokeball back. Foul! Foul bee! Foul! Foul!
I'm gonna walk over and pick up the chunks of Pokeball.
And the Vullaby will take to the air, awkwardly. It's kind of flapping sideways and clearly does not have the best fly speed.
Can they even really fly at that stage?
They can. They can. It's just not very good.
Can I just grab it out of the air and throw it in a different direction?
This thing's like 20 feet up in the air right okay. Now. It's top of the tree. Vullaby! And it blasts a gust of wind at you. And by you, I mean specifically Max, because you hit her upside the head with a Pokeball.
Rude. You've almost died once already. You're really going to go for two.
22 damage.
Jeez.
Max has to be looking pretty worse for wear right now, right?
Mm-hmm. He just got blown back onto his rear end and shoved across a few feet of stone.
I'm watching all this go down, and I'm just shaking my head.
I don't really want this Pokemon. I just was going to see if it was friendly or not, and as it isn't...
Well, you've engaged with it now.
Yeah.
You can't go back.
I'm going to go ahead and pop Creed, hoping that he'll be helpful this time.
Yes, the fighting type will surely do great against the flying type.
Flying Dark.
So, tell you what, I'm going to call Nikki back so she's out of the fray. And we're going to run from the encounter.
Okay. You run from the encounter, and the bird chases you for a little bit.
I'll punch it.
So you're being chased by a diaper-wearing vulture.
It looks like a football. I can't just pull it out of the sky and throw it?
No, you can't reach it.
Okay.
And it seems to be glowing a bit. Do you want to maybe move a little faster?
Yeah.
Give me an athletics to outrun the bird.
Nope. That does not go great.
Versus the Vullaby's 16 athletics, I think your 3 doesn't make it.
Yeah. How close am I to all this?
20, 30 feet? Do you start jogging to keep up with this nonsense, or do you let him run?
I'm actually gonna holler at the Vullaby, and I'm going to pull out some candy and kind of wave it around. Hey, 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 if you leave him alone, I got some candy for you.
You want some candy?
Okay, that's sinister, and that needs to be cut. I suppose I should roll a charm?
You can try.
Got a 9.
Yeah, that'd be a great roll if it weren't an angry vulture.
I mean, does that do anything?
The charm? No, not really, sorry. Oh, by the way, there's another gust attack incoming, and you get hit in the back with it. This does 25 damage to you, Max.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Is he dead?
He ain't great. Yeah, I got 4 health points left.
You want to give me another try to outrun the bird?
Can I throw Nikki at it and have her do a spark?
Sure. Oh, crit! Nice!
So, I've had enough. I turn around, like, Nikki, I'm going to fastball you. And she's going to look at me confused. I'm not going to hesitate and just huck my cat at a bird.
And Nikki, in pure panic mode, she eggs! It just bursts into electricity. And the Vullaby, which looked like it was ready to snack on you, gets hit and tumbles to the ground with Nikki on top of it, shocking the living daylights out of it as it slams into the ground. And it just sort of lies there, twitching. It has not fainted, but it is pretty darn close.
Can I just throw another Pokeball at it?
You absolutely can. Doo-doot. Doo-doot. Click. Doo-doo-doo.
I'm going to shrink the ball down and put it in my bag. Be like, I didn't even want you. While I'm in there, I'm going to take out another piece of candy. Nikki, sorry about that, but you did great.
Nikki gives you the kind of glare that only an angry cat can give.
I'm gonna.
You saved us both. You're the best.
I'm gonna come up on all this, and I'm gonna kind of duck under one of Max's arms and come up so that I'm kind of helping to carry him. Hey, bud.
What's up?
We should probably get you back to the Pokemon Center.
I'm fine.
You're not. I'm not a doctor, but I know you're not fine.
Look, I'm internally bleeding. That's where all my blood's supposed to be. It's fine.
Lucas, can I roll a medicine education to see if I can do anything to help him?
Sure.
Got a 13.
Yeah, you can tell he's concussed.
So I'm going to call you Snacks from now on.
Snacks?
Because that bird was ready to eat you.
Oh, okay. Well, he's in a ball.
Yeah? Yeah, you did great.
I threw a cat at him.
You did. And that's a pretty good way to get rid of a bird. Yeah. So let's maybe get you...
She was mad at me, but I think it's fine.
I'm guessing, like, Nikki this whole time kind of just has her, like... nose up in the air, like she's very not happy.
Oh yeah.
Okay, yeah, but let's get you to the Pokemon Center and maybe get some Neosporin on those wounds and put an ice pack on that head and definitely don't let you fall asleep for a while.
But Joy fixes Pokemon, not people. You're gonna put me in a ball and put me on the thing? It's not gonna work. I'm a people.
I'm sure she has some Neosporin lying around.
She's nice.
Do we want to call it there, guys?
Yeah, I think we can call it there.
Oh, goodness. Well, we'll call it there. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us on an episode where I finally didn't almost die.
We broke the streak.
We broke the streak, and I feel like I actually made smart decisions this episode.
I was proud of you.
I made smart decisions, and I wasn't a complete coward.
Hooray.
Growth. That is character growth that you are experiencing in real time, you guys.
Oh, I love you guys.